Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with the plan, the Ed Band, here to give you some of the news for the past week. And I want to start off by talking about Joe Rogan's interview with Sanjay Gupta, the CNN's doctor analyst there, who comments on all their medical stuff. So it was a three-hour-long interview, and I've only seen some clips of it. So I'm actually going to watch it this week, and then maybe I'll have a chance to talk about it some more next week if there's more notable things. But I want to talk about a couple of the clips that have been making the rounds. And what happened was CNN had been saying for a while that Joe Rogan has been taking horse medicine. So ivermectin, they have been smearing any alternative treatment to COVID other than the vaccine. And I think we know why this is happening. I mean, look, the politicians not that long ago said that they would never mandate a vaccine. They would never force anybody to take the vaccines. And then, you know, a couple of months later, they're all changing their tune. Why is that? Well, I mean, you know, it's probably money. The politicians are probably making a pretty penny from making these sure that everybody is getting vaccinated. I mean, we all know how the game is played right now, right? These companies donate a lot of money to the politicians. The politicians pass laws favorable to the companies. It's not, you know, a new thing anymore. We have seen this show before, right? We've heard this record before. I wish somebody would change the record, but that's how it is. However, every once in a while, it is satisfying to see a representative of these companies go out and, you know, just get absolutely decimated by telling the truth. And this is why it's very rare that you see these shills go out and have actual interviews with people, because they get smashed every time. They get owned constantly. And so Sanjay Gupta goes on Joe Rogan's show, and they've been trashing ivermectin. Now, I've seen a little bit about ivermectin, and CNN has been talking much trash about it, saying that it's not for COVID, it's for parasites, it's horse dewormer, and human beings just shouldn't be taking it. Well, this was prescribed. Ivermectin was prescribed to Joe Rogan as part of his COVID treatment. He had COVID recently. Joe Rogan, if you don't know, is a huge podcaster. And so CNN has been maligning Joe Rogan for taking this medicine. And so Joe Rogan finally gets a guy who he can pin down. And Sanjay Gupta goes on there. And Joe Rogan says, why has your network been lying, saying that I'm taking horse dewormer when this is human medicine prescribed by a doctor? This is medicine that is taken by billions of people all over the world. And CNN's Sanjay Gupta agreed with what Joe Rogan was saying, but then he kept trying to change the subject. And Joe Rogan's like, no, why is your network lying about this? And they are lying. And then finally, Sanjay Gupta says, oh, well, they shouldn't have said that. And truly, for all the damage they do, it's a small concession, but it was really fun to watch. And that extreme ownage kind of reminded me a little bit of another interview that I listened to a few weeks back with Bill Gates. And so I'm going to play my commentary on that interview, and then we'll see you again at the end of the show. So here it is. When I watch Bill Gates on video being questioned about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, it's quite obvious to me, in my opinion, he's got something to hide, and maybe more than just one thing, right? He seems like he is incredibly guilty as I watch him. I mean, he is doing the bad guy rubbing of the hands. He is giving nonsensical answers, and he is just floundering, man. I'd be embarrassed for him if it weren't for the fact that I don't care about him one way or the other. You know, at one time, Bill Gates was kind of like the hero, right? I mean, he was like the nerd that probably got picked on in school, and then he just made it, right? He made the big time. The dream of all nerds, the best revenge is living well. But, you know, it's possible that just because somebody is nerdy, they could still be evil. And like I said, I don't actually know one way or the other, but after watching this interview, I'm kind of leaning towards evil. So I'm going to play some of this clip, and you can, you know, make up your own mind.
It was reported at that time that you had a number of meetings with Jeffrey Epstein, who, when you met him 10 years ago, he was convicted of soliciting prostitution from minors. What did you know about him when you were meeting with him, as you've said yourself, in the hopes of raising money?
You know, I had dinners with him. I regret doing that. He had relationships with people he said, you know, would give to global health, which is a interest I have. You know, not nearly enough philanthropy goes in that direction. You know, those meetings were a mistake. They didn't result in what he purported, and I cut them off. You know, that goes back a long time ago now. So there's nothing new on that.
It was reported that you continue to meet with him over several years, and that, in other words, a number of meetings. What did you do when you found out about his background?
Well, and, you know, I've said I regretted having those dinners, and there's nothing, absolutely nothing new on that.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead, so, you know, in general, you always have to be careful. And, you know, I'm very proud of what we've done in philanthropy, very proud of the work of the foundation. You know, that's what I get up every day and focus on.
Okay, so let's go over this clip a little bit at a time, and let's see if we can determine through his answers what his past behavior may have been, and if he's got something to hide or if he doesn't have anything to hide. You know, maybe I'm just picking on the guy, but to me, I found this interview tremendously amusing.
It was reported at that time that you had a number of meetings with Jeffrey Epstein, who, when you met him 10 years ago, he was convicted of soliciting prostitution from minors.
Okay, let's pause that right there, because, you know, even though we all know what Epstein did, listening to it out loud like that, when she asked the question, just brings it to the forefront of your mind, right? And it makes you wonder, if you were a billionaire, I mean, what possible reason could you have to meet with this guy? Why would you sully your reputation with somebody who's been convicted of the things that Jeffrey Epstein was convicted for? Why would you do that? Will we have the answers by the end of the interview? No, we won't. Of course not. We have no good answers as to why he would do that. And so we have to leave it up to our imagination. You know, I almost feel bad for Bill Gates here, because picture this. You're the world's richest dude, and you feel like you can just do whatever you want, and then you got some stuff to hawk, and you figure that you're going to go out and you want to be loved and adored. And so you go on this TV show, a big liberal TV show, tremendously liberal, that's supposed to be, you know, it on your side. But even though they're on your side, they still have to ask the question, right? Now, notice there's no pushback on any of these answers, by the way. She asks the question. She does her duty. Bill Gates gives an answer, and then that's it. It's over. She doesn't say anything like, Bill, your answers make no damn sense or anything like that. She just asks the question. But, you know, at least we had the question put to his face. And, you know, I don't know what editing went on here or anything like this, but if they edited this and this is what got shown, it's still really bad. All right, so I'll let it play. Sorry, guys. Let's let the audio go.
What did you know about him when you were meeting with him, as you've said yourself, in the hopes of raising money?
you know, I had dinners with him. I regret doing that. He had relationships with people he said, you know, would give to global health, which is a interest I have. You know, not nearly enough philanthropy goes in that direction. You know, those meetings were a mistake. They didn't result in what he purported, and I cut them off. You know, that goes back a long time ago now. There's, you know, so there's nothing new on that.
Okay, I love this answer for a multitude of reasons. First of all, look at what Bill is trying to do here. It's kind of well known that if you did something wrong, but it happened in the past, like a long time ago, you're more likely to be forgiven. So what Bill is doing here is he's acting like this happened way back and no new information has come out. So this isn't something we should be paying attention to. So to me, I mean, that's a pretty obvious, you know, device that he's using there. And I think it's hilarious because it shows how he's really on the hot seat here. He's just trying to say anything that'll get him out of this. But what can you say to get you out of it? I mean, look, he had multiple meetings, not just with like an ex-con or something like that, and not just with like a sex offender, somebody's on the sex offender registry. I've heard people getting put on the registry. You know, they go out, they take a leak. Some kid sees them, he gets reported, and bam, and he forever he's on the registry, right? No, Epstein was the real deal, the worst of the worst. My God, he had his own island for this stuff, and Bill Gates has visited the island multiple times. What did he do on the island? Well, I think we probably know, and we don't know, but we strongly suspect. But what is he going to say? What can Bill Gates say here? Yeah, I went to the island, you know, I diddled with kids for a little bit or whatever, and, you know, so, but now that's in the past. No, he can't say that. So now he's faced with this reporter staring at him, asking this question, wanting an answer. And Bill Gates is like a deer in headlights against these somewhat innocuous questions. And the reason I say that is because this reporter isn't exactly, you know, like a hard-nosed reporter who is just aggressively berating Bill Gates on this. She stated the question, and Bill didn't answer it, and she restated it, or restated a similar question. I mean, these aren't like hardball questions or anything like that. They're not accusatory. They're plainly stated. And yet Bill Gates is here on the hot seat. All right, so I'm going to play his answer again because it's fun. I'm having fun. I hope you're having fun. I mean, the topic is disgusting if you think too deep into it, but we're not going to do that. We're here to watch Bill Gates make a fool of himself.
What did you know about him when you were meeting with him, as you've said yourself, in the hopes of raising money?
You know, I had dinners with him. I regret doing that.
He's saying over and over again. It sounds like a Pokemon. Now, Gates says he regrets doing that with Epstein. Now, if Bill Gates had stopped right there, then the meaning of his answer would have been, I regret doing that, meaning I regret having dinner with Epstein, because Epstein was a sex offender, he's a bad dude, and I shouldn't have done that. But that's not the answer. He doesn't stop there. So here's the rest of Gates' answer.
He had relationships with people he said, you know, would give to global health, which is a interest I have. You know, not nearly enough philanthropy goes in that direction. You know, those meetings were a mistake. They didn't result in what he purported, and I cut them off.
So again, so many uhs and ums in there, and you hear Bill Gates try to go off into, oh, that's an area that doesn't nearly get enough philanthropy. So it was for kindness, everybody. It was for this was for philanthropy. Bill Gates is a nice guy. It's for philanthropy. Bill Gates had to meet with an evil man to be able to do good. It was for the greater good. It wasn't because Bill Gates wanted to, you know, make out with minors. It was because he didn't have enough money to give to philanthropy, so he had to go to Epstein for it. Except for one thing, Bill Gates does have enough money. He was the richest man in the world. Which reminds me, Bill, weren't you supposed to give all your money away, like, by now? I thought he said a while back he was going to give away all of his money. He's got more money now than he did then. he set up a foundation to give away all of his money. He's got more money now than before he set up the foundation. It's going in the wrong direction. I guess Bill Gates just can't help but make money. There's nothing. He's doing everything he can to give all of his money away, but somehow it just keeps coming back to him. I guess that's what happens to good people, right? You know, there's a book called Try Giving Yourself Away, and basically this guy did good deeds, and they kept coming back to him. I guess that's what's going on with Bill Gates, right? He keeps trying to give his money away, but it's like a boomerang, right? It just keeps coming back to him. Or a piece of snot you can't get off your fingers, like shaking his hand, trying to get rid of the money, but it just keeps sticking to him. He's like, get away from me, evil money. I have too much of you. And he throws it, and it like just comes back in triplicate. It's like crap on the bottom of his shoe. It just keeps sticking. He can't get rid of his money, guys. He's doing everything he can. He's throwing wild parties, right? He's throwing it at poor people. He's going out. He's got just stacks of money on a truck. He's going out to areas where they're filled with homeless, and he's just tossing pallets of money off, and he just can't get rid of the money, guys. He's like building hotels and space for poor people, and yet the money just keeps coming back to him. Now, another thing that Gates says is it was a mistake because Epstein could not produce and get Bill Gates the money that he wanted. And by the way, if you notice, of all the people that could supply Bill Gates with the funding that he needed, it's only Jeffrey Epstein has the connections. Now, it's very possible that I don't know how this stuff works, but it would be hard for me to imagine a project that Bill Gates could not fund if he wanted to, if he really set his mind to it and said, I want to fund this project. And Bill Gates is like, damn it, I just don't have the scratch. I just don't have the money I need to fund this project. I'm going to have to go looking for somebody. And he's like going through the yellow pages or whatever, right? He's just scouring the internet. He's asking friends and things. And finally, he hits on this one dude who might be able to fit the bill, who might be able to get him the cash he needs. And that one guy just happens to be Jeffrey Epstein, famous, you know, a sex crime convict. And he goes, well, I don't want to have dinner with this guy, but he's the only one who can fulfill my financial needs. I'm only Bill Gates, for Christ's sakes. I'm just one man. I don't want to because of his seedy past, but I've got to meet with this Epstein guy.
You know, those meetings were a mistake. They didn't result in what he purported, and I cut them off. You know, that goes back a long time ago now. So there's nothing new on that.
Who would have thought that convicted felon Jeffrey Epstein would turn out to be a liar? He was not able to fulfill what he said he was going to be able to do. And it turned out that Bill Gates actually had more money than Epstein, and Epstein just couldn't get the job done. But don't worry about it, guys, because this was a long time ago. There's nothing new on that front. Nothing. Since Jeffrey Epstein died, no new developments have occurred in the relationship between Bill Gates and the deceased Jeffrey Epstein. All right, let's play a little bit more of this hilarious, hilarious, hilarious interview.
Now, that goes back a long time ago now. So there's nothing new on that.
It was reported that you continue to meet with him over several years.
So I love this. This isn't exactly pushback because she's not being confrontational with him, but she's just saying... Bill Gates just said, I cut them off. Like he was done with those dinners with Jeffrey. No more dinners, Jeff. We're through, you and me, convicted felon Jeffrey Epstein. We are now, we're done with the dinners. But then she comes back and says that you continue to meet with him. It's been reported that you continue to meet with him over several years. Well, how does Bill Gates explain this? I would love to know. So let me play his answer for you.
And that, in other words, a number of meetings. What did you do when you found out about his background?
Well, I've said I regretted having those dinners. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing new on that.
Hang on. So she just asked him, you continue to meet, it's been reported that you continue to meet with him over several years. So what did you do? And Bill Gates' answer is, I said I regretted having the dinners. So when you found out after meeting him with years, over years, how long did it take for Bill Gates to figure out that this guy wasn't going to get him the money that he wanted? So knowing that he's a convicted, I mean, of the worst type of sex offender, Bill Gates meets with him over a period of years with a sex trafficker. Then this reporter asks, what did you do? And his answer was, I regretted the meetings. So that's what he did. He said he regretted the meetings. That was his answer. I said I regretted. What did you do? I said I regretted the meetings. Home run for Bill Gates. I wonder, does he leave the interview going, yeah, I killed it? He trots off with his chest sticking out. He's like, oh, I thought I was going to get some tough questions, but, you know, no one knows his way around an interview like one Mr. William A. Gates, I'll tell you. All right, so I'll play that part of the answer again, and now here's the big finale. This is how he closes it out. Listen to this bizarre answer.
And, you know, I've said I regretted having those dinners, and there's nothing, absolutely nothing new on that.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead, so, you know, in general, you always have to be careful. And, you know, I'm very proud of what we've done in philanthropy, very proud of the work of the foundation. You know, that's what I get up every day and focus on.
Yeah, I'm sure that's his first thought in the morning. Philanthropy, as he says, philanthropy. So I'm going to play that answer again because that is just bizarre, isn't it?
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead. So, you know, in general, you always have to be careful.
So she asked, is there a lesson for you or anyone else listening to this or looking at this? And he says, Bill Gates says, well, he's dead. So you've always got to be careful. Now, you can read that in more than one way, right? You can read that as, well, Jeffrey Epstein is dead. His bad lifestyle led him to suicide. And therefore, he was a bad character. And if you're dealing with people, you never know. You've got to be careful because you may be dealing with a bad character like Jeffrey Epstein. So that's one way that you could look at it. But listening to the way that Bill Gates said it, I'm taking what Bill Gates said as, don't mess with Bill Gates because you'll end up dead. Don't mess with me because you won't live to see the end of the day. I always thought it was like Hillary did it, right? I guess Bill did it, though.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead. So, you know, in general, you always have to be careful. And, you know, I'm
one deadly mother sucker. Oh, yeah. Don't cross me because I will get you in your jail cell. There's no hiding from Mr. Bill Gates. I got the money. I got the will. I got the way. I got the power. And, you know, if I think you're going to expose me, I'll tell you what. Look at Jeff. He's dead. Jeffrey Epstein's dead. I did it. I'm the one. Yeah, I wouldn't want to cross Bill Gates. He is a dastardly bastard. And a great speaker, too, with nice. All right, guys, and that's it. Thanks for listening. I'm the Ed Man. This has been the How to Kill an Hour radio show. Enjoy the weekend. Some great sun out there. Have a good one, everybody. See ya.